Hey everyone, we're back to talk about episode 3 of season 36. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
Welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast.
This leg has a starting in Guatapé, Colombia. And they're climbing this huge rock formation, the stairway that goes up this huge rock formation. And it's 60 stories tall.
And zigzags, and they're steep.
Yeah, it zigzags, and it's a very steep incline. It looks really difficult. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering how everyone's going to do it. So they leave, though, in waves of three groups. So depending on where they landed at the place they came in, at the pit stop in Puerto Vallarta, dictates which group they leave in. And obviously, the first team leaves in the first wave, and then the second wave and third wave. As they're moving up the stairs, we see that Cesar and Ricky
and Rod and Leticia
start to make their way to the front of the pack on this activity, right, on this challenge. And so they're going up the stairs and they're doing good. They're keeping a pace.
Yeah.
And then after that third wave that leaves, we see that
Anthony and Bailey and Michelle and Sean start to fall behind, and that affects them throughout this whole leg.
It does. It starts to push them further behind, and that really affects, and that delay, I guess, from the other pack starts to build and become greater as the time goes on.
And I think one of the reasons that Michelle and Sean were falling behind is because the stairs were so steep and Sean is afraid of heights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll later find that that's going to be a big problem for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they get up to the top of this rock formation, which is, again, super high, really tall. And they get the clue. And the clue tells them that they have to go back down and they have to catch a water taxi. And the water taxi can take them to the detour. They can choose between an activity that's cooking. And those are jeeps that are kind of like a jeep, what we think of as a jeep, but they're very plasticky looking.
Bare, nothing special inside, just the outline. And also on the water taxis, Danny and Angie's broke. It stalled out. So that's true. Also put them behind.
Yeah. As we are seeing them go up the stairs at this time, we start to see some interviews with some of the teams too. And we find that Angie is struggling going up the stairs, and Danny is very encouraging though and tells her that he'll go her pace and that slow and steady can win. And then the interview snippets enter the scene. And we find out that Shalisa is a cancer survivor. And that's really inspiring, especially since they're really rocking out these challenges. And I think at this point, they're coming in third on the stair climb.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Juan and Shane doing an interview. And Juan is telling Shane that he grew up in this area. So he said, I think it was when he was 7 that they moved to the States.
Yeah.
But he grew up in this area and recognizes some of the formations and the landmarks. So that's kind of cool.
Which is why they picked the cooking detour, because Juan knows how to cook all of the meat and all of the vegetables that was in the dish.
Yeah. So when they have the choice and they can choose the cooking detour or the Jeep detour. And the Jeep detour, how would you describe that, Evie? What did they have to do?
They had to stack a ton of these like kind of random things on top of the Jeep.
Yeah, by things, what do you mean by things?
Like plates, and what were some of the other things, Emma?
Like paintings, suitcases.
Yeah, it looked like some bags of flour were in there.
Yeah,
or something.
It was just a bunch of random objects.
Almost as if someone was moving, like completely moving from one apartment to the other or something.
And they had to fit it in a, like the Jeeps aren't that big either.
Mm, they were stacked,
but,
for sure.
Yeah, and they had to look at an example Jeep and see where every little object was placed. There was like a stack of bananas on the front.
Yeah.
It was so random.
And so, it seems cultural there that they do that because they were there and they were kind of parading how they stacked their Jeep.
So I'm
assuming
wheelies.
Because it's so intricate and so kind of random, but it's all stacked in a very intentional way.
It's like organized chaos.
Yeah. It's almost like a Tetris game, like a real life Tetris game, the way everything was stacked and fit in there. So I think they display it as a sense of pride once they're done at this spot where they had to go.
Yeah. And also, like, the plates were like kind of near the bottom. So if everything fell off, the plates would get smushed and like break.
They would get smashed for sure. So that was the Jeep activity. The cooking activity, how would you describe that, Em?
They had to cook these like three different meats and some rice and plantains. They had to cook them and then put them in a special arrangement and then give them to these abuelas, which are grandmas, and they had to see if it was cooked right and arranged right. And if it was, then they got the next clue.
Right. And it also included beans and a fried egg.
Oh, yeah.
And they got a picture of how the presentation was supposed to be on the plate. And the abuelas were supposed to be very specific on how it was cooked and also the arrangement and the presentation. And there were three abuelas, like you said, and they were the judges. And they had to make three separate plates of this dish, this traditional dish for them.
Kishori and Karishma both don't eat meat. And when they presented their dish, the meat was cooked perfectly, but it was the plantain that wasn't cooked enough.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And it was just total irony, right? Because one of them's a vegetarian, one of them's a vegan. And so they never, ever cook meat. They did it, but their plantains were undercooked.
Yeah.
But in terms of the choices, pretty much everyone chose the cooking detour, except for...
Anthony and Bailey went to the Jeep packing detour, and then they switched to the cooking one.
Then they went back.
They thought the cooking one would be easier. Then they got there. They didn't even start. They went back to the Jeep one, and they were like, this is too hard. This hurts my head. This hurts my brain. I can't focus on it. And then they went back to the cooking one and completed that detour.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least probably 5 minutes of the episode was devoted to them just going back and forth. So.
Yeah. And also, I feel like that put them behind, like way behind.
Oh, for sure.
That was their like biggest mistake, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
They started at the Jeep detour, and they should have just switched to the cooking one and stayed.
Yeah, it's definitely normal to switch detours if you feel like the one that you're on is a little too difficult. But to switch it four times, I think that makes history, and that was a little much.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a lot. And that definitely put them behind for sure.
They went through the cooking detour pretty fast, and they were like, oh, this is really easy. We should just stay here the first time.
Yeah, and Sean and Michelle at first also chose the Jeep detour, and they decided to switch, though, the first time that Bailey and Anthony did.
Yeah, they went with them, but they decided to stay.
But they did end up staying at the cooking and not switching back. And then
Busy
and
behind.
Sunny, I think, were going to choose the Jeep stacking tour. Because it's physical, and I know, like, Busy has said in her interview with us that she really likes to, like, just push through and push her body to the limits sort of physically. She's very fitness-oriented. And they were going to choose that, but on their way, they passed the cooking detour. And they're like, oh, we're here at the cooking one. We're switching detours. Let's just do this, which I think was smart.
Yeah, because you're already there. And if you want to switch from the Jeep one to the cooking one, you're already there, so...
Also, it's a lot simpler than trying to see all these different items intricately stacked on one another.
Yeah, but they didn't know that because they hadn't actually passed the Jeep one yet. But they just happened to pass the cooking one and were like, you know what? We're passing this one. Let's just do it.
Yes.
Let's just park it here and do it. Which is a good thing because it did end up being, I think, easier than the Jeep one. The Jeep one was just way too intricate. And I don't even know how you'd figure out where to start. So I don't blame... the brothers or Michelle and Sean for switching, but I definitely have a hard time understanding going back and forth a few times.
You already saw the Jeep one. Like, why do you think it would be better going back?
And during the detour activities, we see most of the teams, like we said, on the cooking activity. And it's funny because obviously they're kind of working together. And Juan is telling Shane how he makes this dish because he's from that area and that's his background. That he makes this dish for his family. And so I think to them, they've got some experience, right? So
yes. And Ricky and Cesar, because Cesar's a chef, this is what he does for work. So this was really easy for him.
Right. And so he's a food stylist. And so he pays a lot of attention to detail, not just the cooking, but also the way it's presented.
Mm-hmm.
So they do fly through it, actually. They are the first ones done with that activity.
They were the first ones there and the first ones out, which is really like... if you're in that situation, I feel like it gives you a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I agree. And also, they were rocking out the stairs. So I feel like they're feeling good about themselves. They're building quite a good lead.
On it this leg.
They're going like, pew!
We just wanted to tell you about our new and exciting project. We just launched a YouTube channel that will have great travel shorts for your family. We're calling them Travel Bites. You can find our new channel at youtube.com/@thetarpitpodcast.
And don't forget to click subscribe and ring the bell to receive notifications every time we post a new video.
They were. So, and then Kishore and Karishma, like we said, they do well. They undercooked the plantains, but their meat was cooked well. But they redid the plantains and then passed.
Rod and Letitia, which were ahead. I mean, they still were the whole leg, but they had to go back because it wasn't arranged on the plate, right?
Right. That's true. They got sent back to do the presentation better. And so then during the Jeep part, we see the brothers back at the Jeep for the second time. And they're having a hard time trying to figure out where to start. It was very intricate and just hard to figure out where to start, how these things are piled up on top of each other. Because it looked to me like there was things in the center.
Like you can't even see.
That you couldn't even figure out what was in there, how that was going. I don't know. It was just confusing for me.
Yeah. And they went back and forth like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. And so then they decided to go back to cooking and they ended up doing that activity, which of course put them further behind the pack. And then once they were done, though, and they passed the detour, they were given a clue to go to Casa Loma and they had to take a tuk-tuk. So we see a Colombian tuk-tuk going to Casa Loma. And Casa Loma is where they grow coffee. So it's a coffee plantation.
There's a bunch of bushes with these coffee cherries are called on the side of a cliff. And Michelle and Sean were going down the stairs to get to the cliff. And Sean is so, so, so scared of heights. And he got so freaked out going down the hill because he thought he was going to roll off the side.
Yeah, it did look a little scary as someone who does also have a height issue. But not because of the stairs, but because on the other side of the stairs,
there's nothing.
There was no railing. There was no railing and it looked like it was a pretty steep drop. So I kind of feel for him a little bit.
But
when they got to Casa Loma, they had to do a roadblock. And they had to choose one of the teammates to do a roadblock called Who's Feeling Picky.
And at first, Emma and I were both like, me, because we thought that it was like food, like who's picky with food. But then we figured out that it was like picking these coffee bean cherries.
It seemed pretty difficult because the ground was very slippery and muddy.
Oh. Yeah, it was rainy and it was wet and very loose soil. So they were slipping and sliding. And it was a very steep incline, I have to say.
And Michelle, she fell. And the only thing that kept her from like falling over was she was holding on to the tree.
Yeah, she slid down the side
Sean
of one of
like,
the little incline, the
Sean was
slopes
like,
there.
Sean was like, how are you doing? And she said, good. And then she fell down the hill.
And she's grabbing onto the plant and almost pulling it out. It was funny. So they had to pick
coffee chairs.
And then they had to get, I think it was like a kilogram of beans out of it, though. So they had to take the cherries to this processor and it kind of hulls the cherry fruit and pops the bean out of it. And then you have to get a kilogram of that. So
when they husked it, it took off like half of the weight. So you have to get more than you think is a kilogram.
That's true. Yeah. So Cesar had to go back and get more because he thought what he had was a kilogram. But once it was hauled, then it was only half of that.
Yeah. And also when you took the skin off, though, I feel like there was still a lot on it because you could see.
When they put them on the scale, I feel like a lot of the beans still had the outside on it.
Yeah, it wasn't a perfect machine for sure. So there were still some that came out whole. But it did get most of them. I was pretty impressed.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. I saw like half of the skin still on it.
Yeah, so they slowly trickle in and they're doing the roadblock at the coffee plantation. We have Cesar and Ricky in the lead, Rod and Letitia in the lead, and Angie and Danny end up getting there halfway through the groups.
Eight people pass them and they're still there.
Yep. And so, and then.
But they left just as Michelle and Sean and Anthony and Bailey got there.
That's true. So they were taking a little bit longer though, and Danny was reminding Angie that people had already passed through.
She's like,
and he's waiting there by himself.
Like, nope, not helpful.
Yeah.
Not helpful.
she was letting him know to stop for
like,
sure.
She's nope, like, not helpful. Today. Like, yeah. No, just stop talking.
Just letting you know that's not helpful.
Right.
And funny. She was like, I think it would help if you just stop talking. Like she said something like that.
And also we have another interview pop up of Sunny talking about her grandma passing away that night before.
While she was away.
Yeah, and she was close to her grandma, and she said that her grandma had a background in farming, and so she felt like her grandma had taught her things about how to pick apples, cherries, that kind of stuff. So she felt prepared for the challenge, and she felt like it was kind of like a nice nice buildup of a life lesson she had in her past.
She also saw another sign that her grandma was there with her because of the three abuelas judging the food challenge.
That's true. Mm-hmm. She felt like that was a sign too. So
she was like, my grandma's following me today.
So that was sweet. And then she's picking on this sort of stepped incline of a plantation. And she is going up a little bit to get more of the fruit.
Because no one's been up there yet.
Nobody had picked it yet. But when she's up there, she lets us know that there's a bunch of ants there, too.
Oh, yeah. She was getting
bit.
And she was like, they're biting my butt. They're biting my legs.
Yeah, she was getting some ant bites for sure. That must have been so uncomfortable. Oh, but I think during the activity, what popped up was Amber and Vinny. And Vinny did the picking. Mm-hmm. He did the roadblock. And I thought he was pretty smart about this.
Yeah,
so everyone was holding the basket in one hand and using their dominant hand to pick the cherries and put them in the basket. But he would go up and kind of kneel down and put the basket in between his legs and use both hands to pick the cherries, which I thought was a pretty good idea, a pretty good strategy. Yeah.
And then he was like weighing it with his hands when he left. Like he picked it up and he was like, that doesn't feel like a kilogram yet. I'm going to go pick some more.
Right. Like, so it sounded like he grew up in an area where there was a bunch of orchards that he went to.
He would pick apples and berries and stuff. So he would like know what a kilo is about, like 2.2 pounds. And he knew what 2 pounds felt like.
Yeah. So it sounded like he had a pretty good strategy going into this.
Yeah.
And so they had to take it to do the hauling. And then once they got the kilogram, they got the clue. And the clue took them to the pit stop. And the pit stop was on that property, still at Casa Loma, but it was at an overlook, this grassy overlook.
It was really pretty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was very pretty. You can see the mountains in the background. And it looked very wet and damp. And then it started raining as the teams were arriving.
And that's how Michelle slipped.
Yeah.
Michelle slipped and fell.
She did slip and fall.
Again.
She was like, okay, I'm on. I'm off.
Yeah, she did. And she was pretty muddy. The brothers, because they were one of the last teams to arrive to the roadblock, they also were getting muddy.
You could see mud all over, I think it was Bailey who's picking. You could see mud all over his legs.
Yeah. And also, but they're so funny. They just crack me up. I mean, I know they're getting a lot of hate on social media right now about like them being too laid back and not urgent enough for the race and that kind of stuff, but their personalities are just so fun and so funny.
I feel like they had a good approach.
Yeah,
they were like
being laid back and not being so super stressed about it. I mean, it did slow them down to this episode, but it's a good approach not to be so.
I don't think the approach slowed them down though. I would say that it was the back and forth four times that slowed them.
Yeah.
I think if they had just switched once and stuck with the cooking the first time, then I think they would have moved ahead. I don't think they would have been the last team.
I love their personalities.
But they're so funny. They're so funny and so nice.
Also, like, one of the things that makes them so funny is one of them is always like, dude, this makes my head hurt. This makes me dizzy.
Dude, these colors hurt my head.
They're so funny, and they were great to meet, and also they were just funny to watch and just good guys. They seem like really good guys and just nice people, so I think that's really cool. They also got really wet and muddy, though.
You could see their hair was so soaked.
So all the teams go through the roadblock, and they get to the grassy overlook to meet Phil at the plantation, and they are there, and the teams that come in order are...
Well, first, let's talk about the prize. Emma, do you remember what the prize was?
It was Expedia 1 Key Cash to 5 nights in South Africa. And you can see these penguins go diving with great white sharks. I didn't know that there were penguins in South Africa, though.
I just want to see the penguins.
I love penguins.
Yeah, that sounds like a really cool adventure, I have to say.
Only five nights, though. Prize.
Yeah, but that's still, I mean, we'll take it, right? If
it's free,
yeah. We'll take it. So,
if I could choose an animal to be, though, I would choose a penguin.
What order did they come in at the pit stop, BB?
Ricky and Cesar got first place.
Finally, after getting second the last two episodes, pulled ahead of Rod and Leticia today.
And Amber and Vinny got second.
Derek and Shalisa got third.
Shane and Juan got fourth.
Rod and Leticia slipped from second to fifth.
Yvonne and Melissa got sixth.
Sunny and Busy got seventh.
Kishori and Karishma got eighth.
Angie and Danny got ninth.
Michelle and Sean got tenth.
And Anthony and Bailey got 11th.
Which means
they were unfortunately eliminated from the Amazing Race.
But the good news is we're going to be talking to them soon. And so we'll get another chance to talk with them. We'll ask them about their logic of switching a few times.
Boom, boom, boom.
I think they truly did make Amazing Race history by switching that many times.
Boom, boom, boom.
So thanks for joining us, though. We'll be excited to talk about episode 4 next week. Bye.
Bye.